Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again, and it is officially the weekend. Yep, it is the weekend. I trust your week went fine. I trust your week went as smooth as mine did. My week was beautiful. A lot of things happened in the week that I won't be talking about today, which I would be going into tomorrow. Yes. Yesterday, I was, in between me trying to get work done and me scrolling on Twitter, I thought about what I was going to talk about today, and nothing came to mind, honestly. For the most part, nothing was coming to my head. Nothing was coming to me to say, oh, okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this particular thing. And then I remembered something. Sometime in the month of August last month, a friend of mine, Raj, who has been on this podcast, I think, 2 times. Yeah, she sent me a couple of books. And the reason why she sent me these books was because we were having a conversation. And I was like, oh, I'm more of a movie person. I would rather watch movies, watch series than read a book. And I'm like, ah, okay, you know what? I'm going to send you these books. Check out this one. Check out this particular one. Start with this particular one. I think she told me to start with Masterpiece. Yes, I think I remember very well. She told me to start with Masterpiece. And, I don't know if this is a good thing, but I'm still in chapter 1 of Masterpiece. Yes, I'm still in chapter 1 of Masterpiece. Why am I telling all of this? I also saw a tweet yesterday that made me say, okay, you know what? I'm going to talk about this topic today. Better read. Better read. Because a lot of things, a lot of information, a lot of knowledge is in books, and there is this popular saying that readers are leaders. Even though in recent times it looks as if our leaders are not leaders based on certain decisions they take, based on certain things they do, you'd be like, this one is a leader. That is, he or she is, he's behaving in this particular way. Yeah. So I was like, okay. It's not every time we'll come and be doing motivational talk on this podcast. Once in a while, let's advise. Read. Reading is a thing. It's an act or an activity that personally I find myself lacking in that department. And as the year is running to a close, it's something that I would genuinely want to do. I would love to, read hard copy paperback books. I would love to read from tabs, from a Kindle. Because reading from your phone is a chore. If we're keeping it 100, reading from your phone is a chore. Reading from a laptop is a chore because, first of all, the laptop is big. It's wider than what you can hold in your hands. So that is a problem for me. I think that's something that I genuinely find stressful as a person, being unable to read from a laptop screen. And then the distraction of a phone. You're like, am I really reading, or am I just holding something that I can use to check my WhatsApp messages? Because you can be reading on your phone, and then the next thing, a WhatsApp message comes in, and you're like, okay, let me just check out this message first. I'll come back. And we don't come back to that book. I'm very guilty, and the reason I can say this with all seriousness and boldness is because this is stuff that I'm guilty of. This is stuff that I have done. I want to be able to read more books, even as this year is coming to a close. I want to be able to finish at least a book in the collection that I have gotten. I want to be able to finish a book. I cannot count how many movies I have watched in the space of 1 month. I want that to also be the case for books. I want that to also be the case. I want to be able to say, okay, in the space of 1 month, I've been able to read X number of books. It's something that I genuinely look forward to. It's something I'm genuinely striving towards. How can I do that? What can I do better to ensure that, okay, my book reading acts are better than they currently are. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. What is your book reading act like? Are you like me, or are you unlike me? Reading books. I know people who have read over 40 books this year. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I commend you. I genuinely commend you. But yeah, please, as the year draws to a close, let books be an act. Reading books, let it be an act that you consciously do, not just because, I want to finish this book and move on to the next one, but because you just genuinely want to read books, you just want to genuinely gain new knowledge, new information. And I believe that each and every one of us would be fine if we do this thing, the act of reading. I really hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who'd also listen, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, ciao.